on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
It's Friday, it's 6 o'clock. Come join me on a journey into the bliss dimension.
Fuck it. Blissfield Zone, better known as the Bliss Disciples. My name is Daniel Gregory. And this is your alternative angle to launch yourself into the weekend. If you have landed here by chance, like many of our tribe of explorers, then be prepared to find yourself slightly discombobulated while you try to gather your senses and focus. This is not mainstream radio. So be prepared to feel unprepared. Anything can happen in this realm. I've got all kinds for you this evening. Bit of Oscar Peterson, Gil Scott-Heron, Billy Paul, MC Light, Lorenzo Moresi and Tendolonius, Eva Naive. Oh, it's just so much. Something brand new from Hermanos Gutierrez. At the top of the show, the ring walk was, for those of you who were just about to report me to Ofcom, that was Chocolate Milk with Pluck It. Just in case, just so you know that there was nothing wrong with that. I'm going to launch straight into the music with something a little chilled to get your mind off of work and help you reboot after all that white noise. As renowned Canadian jazz pianist and composer Oscar Peterson, who worked with the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, all the greats of the jazz world of that era. That was him from his 1959 album, Playing the Cold Water Songbook, and that was Every Time We Say Goodbye. This is Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah, I'm gonna work with that.
Love you, your daddy loves you, girl.
Taken from the 2010 album I'm New Here, one of his final studio albums before his passing in 2011. Contained lots of tracks that are introspective and reflective nature. That's Your Daddy Loves You. And from there I'm going to move over to a Tunisian composer, vocalist and oud player. Kind of known for his innovative approach to blending traditional Middle Eastern music with various genres including jazz and electronic music. This is Journey in Bergama.
That's Dar for you, Seth. It's taken from the Sounds of Mirrors album from 2018. Very, very Bliss Disciple-like. In the sense that we like to bring you stuff that kind of crosses the musical genres and ages. Bring you something a little bit more obscure. From there, though, going to bring you something that got Billy Paul a Grammy award for Best R&B Single. This is Mr. Me. God, what's wrong with me? Me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. That we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way. And I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
That's Billy Paul.
At the same place.
Massive hit. Well, we all know the words too, right? Now, I played a bit of Sonia Spence a couple of weeks back doing a little bit of soul disco-y kind of thing. But I'm going to head back to something that she's very well, much better recognised for. It's what she does really best.
Where is the love that we once shared? Where is the love? Where is the happiness that we once knew?
That love, eh? When we really, really need it.
Those days of love.
Well, any regular listeners of the show will know that I'm a massive fan of this this Swiss outfit called Hermanos Gutierrez. They've just released a new album. This is Los Chicos Tristes.
It's got all the makings of one of those kind of film scores, hasn't it? Could be set in a like dusty town somewhere in the desert, kind of with very rusty cinematography. Talking of hot summer vibes, well, that could have been set in Mexico, couldn't it? As this one definitely is. This is Ronnie Rinaldi and Mexican Summer.
On the hillside of Mexico, in a one-room shack on the shore, just me and my lady and the dog named Bo. The song of the green ocean's roar, soaking in that sweet life of sunshine and shade, taking the days one by one, making my dinero, singing in a dimlit cafe. No bonds to bind me, nothing to grind me down. Everybody's dancing on the shoreline neath the starlit sky, passing round a bottle of wine, and I'm cooking enchiladas on an open fire, making the best of my
making margarita, isn't it? I think I know it feels decidedly unsummery outside.
Now the summer is ending in Mexico,
but I just thought I'd play it anyway.
I have to get back to my home, so I won't say goodbye, mi amigo, but you know I'll be passing along this way.
I'm going to switch it. And this is not Toto's original. This is MC Light having a go at what she can do best with it.
Out one night. He said, hello, I'm George. Hi, Light. How's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine. Ooh, and can I call you sometimes? Can I get the digits and the address so I can come visit? I gave him the digits. That wasn't a problem, because if he caused any, I would have to solve him, because George looked good, damn good, and if I didn't, some other girl would. In my mind, I hope for the best, convincing myself that this was not a test, because I heard many things about Georgie, nothing kinky, like no orgies. I heard he knows how to make love, like an angel from the heaven above. Who was I kidding? I'd give him a try, because life needs love too, and that ain't no lie. Keep your ears open, hope that you're listening, because I'm about to take you on a Georgie Porgy mission. I gave him the number, I saw it in his eyes. She gave me the number, I'm surprised. Good conversation over the phone. He began to comfort me whenever I was alone. George was sweet, so nice and so neat. With any other guy, he didn't have to compete. George was mature, he made sure that he was the only man I'd ever adore. Girl, have you ever had a friend that you get with every now and then? I know for a fact George had a lot of girls, spread out from state to state around the world. As long as he was smart and kept his girls in check, made sure I never saw them and showed me respect. He didn't have to be loyal like men should be. I don't care about the other girls, just be good to me. But if I ever the store one, that was easy in. He couldn't kick the storyline, she was just a friend. The girls, I didn't care if I don't lie. See, cause Georgie was into making young girls cry. In a while, he drink too much. Hanging in the club where they play rockers. Him and his friend drinking vodka. I was looking for him, and I found him there. With his clothes messed up and his up hair. I told him he was messing up, he wouldn't go far. He got mad and asked his friends for the keys to the car. I said, don't drive, use your head. Drive while you're drunk and you'll kill yourself dead. We began to argue, bad words were said. Then he got kicked out by some long-haired dread. Ran into the car as if in a hurry. He started the car, but his vision was blurry. He didn't care, he drove off into the night, riding for miles without his headlights. Georgie Porgie had too much on his mind. He was still young, yet running out of time. Last week he took tests and the doctor told him George had cancer in his lungs and his colon. See, when he was 12, he started smoking. Paid no attention when he started choking. Thoughts flashed through his head, there they stuck. Georgie Porgie crashed into a truck. I wish I would have told him how I liked him so much. How he made me feel with the slightest touch. Now he's gone and I can't tell him nothing. Wish he was here so I could say something. Story is not to say that I'm in sorrow, just to say no one is promised tomorrow. If you love someone, you should say it often. You'll never know when they'll be laying in a coffin. Wake up, it's important that
the lyrics may be a bit rudimental, but there's a story in there that I love. Yeah, it's raw. It's from 1991. But it's taken a classic backing track. I think it's great. Right.
Yo, the year is 2000.
Let's head up to 2002 now. Bit of chaos and superstar.
People on the planet Earth are tired. In an effort to aid in the great shift, myriads of light bodies incarnate.
Get up!
To rock mics, complex, this hip-hop alchemy. When I was a kid, I watched Electric Company. Now I'm all grown, living life to the bone. New tone, spaceship take me home. Back to the seventh son, the seventh one. When I drop patience, Kevin's done. This eloquent vernacular is black enough to bring the change of Dracula. I'm hitting them with synonym adrenaline. Then ascending up to the kingdoms of the heavens. And a matter of time before this rhyme infiltrates the bloodstream, enter the mind of a man living a life in Babylonia. I'm lonelier. She went to California, Frisco, hypnos, dick clothes, crystals, taking it back to the raw rap rock.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts. Oh, yeah, cause you're watching that gum.
You're not uptown, chilling at the corner store, thinking, why the hell do I front? I'm hardcore like Castro, master flow, past the golden link. Whatever you think, it's all old, get it? Whatever the course, I will not force. MCs acting a boss, they all get tossed off the plank. Hold the dank, I don't burn. I got a lot to say, but really lots to learn. Turn, maybe you're just not concerned, whatever earn. Thinking for the most high, yearn to flip the disc. Some hit to miss, don't get fooled by lyrical ventriloquist to twist. Mostly, I'm Chris Najee, come back, slip rap, do it to the crowd. Make them clap.
taken from the 2002 album Exit.
You're a superstar.
Called Superstar. Well, I think it's pretty obvious, right? Now, I know the Italians have never landed on the moon, but they like to sing about it. Or the cosmic realms, I should say. Here's Lorenzo Morezzi and Tendolonius with Cosmica Italiana. From that Italian journey into the outer realms of the cosmic unknown, I'm going to move over to a Norwegian rapper who raps in English, but I've taken his voice away because I'd like to listen to this instrumental of his, New Path. This is Ivan Ave. We'll be right back.
I've got so many tracks still to play on this show this evening. An hour and 15 minutes left to go. This is brilliant. Right, I'm going to play you a lady whose rise over the last few years has been immense. Recently seen her as the face of a new... let me just turn the background down here. As the face of a new mainstream car manufacturer. Sorry about that little background noise there. Is that how you fall? This is Georgia Smith and Guilty Beats. All of this. I know what you say. It don't make me hate you. I wish that it did. Trying to find words. Trying to make sense. If I don't try, where do I find the lies? Between the lines. Why does it hurt so much? Won't I stand up and let this go? Oh, it makes me like I should be down. I advance, but you can't tell them now. No, you can't tell them how. You face the pain while your days are long. You took the high, but you've done it always. You hurt this woman, you put in these stresses. I've heard this many times in my head, but it still remains that you. Hardcore Lenny Kravitz fans are pretty annoyed with him for selling out. But do you know what? I don't blame him, man. It's not the first time he's done it as well. He likes to experiment and go in different angles. Here he is with Peggy Goo. Right, it's brand new, I believe in love again. I like it. And it's distinctly Lenny.
Yeah.
say I like it. Yeah, it's catchy. It's got all the elements of a, well, yeah, good pop song, but I could easily dance to that one. Okay. The project back in the day called the Detroit Experiment. Showcasing a number of diverse talents on the music scene at that time, back into the early noughties. This is a piece called Think Twice. As a Detroit Experiment, Think Twice. And as we approach the top of the hour, I think it's time for me to give you a little bit of genre shift shot now. As we do, because otherwise you'll just find it all a bit too easy to get along with. We'll be right back. That's from Ennio Morricone, one of the one of the greatest composers of film scores of the 20th century. Did all the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly trilogy, It's Full of Dollars, Once Upon a Time in the West. Also wrote a score for The Mission, Cinema Paradiso, The Untouchables. I'm going to keep it on the film kind of thing now. Okay, bon aficionados, this one's for you.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. Love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young frog.